This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. A second breakfast has never been just a Middle Earth hobbit tradition. Europeans have long enjoyed eating another morning meal. School children in Germany get a mid-morning break around 9:30 a.m. where they eat a second breakfast, which studies show benefits their health. German adults also eat second breakfast, a small meal of poached sausages with mustard and pretzels and sometimes beer, according to German-born chef Michael Kufner of the Brightwater Center for the Study of Food. But now Americans are picking up on it, too, and depending on lifestyle, a second breakfast can be just as beneficial as a first. Exactly what a second breakfast is, though, in America, depends on who is eating it and why. Athletes who need fuel to power hours of practice eat large meals with specific ratios of carbs, fat, and protein. For the average exerciser, a light breakfast might be plenty to sustain a workout, especially when followed later in the morning by a more substantial breakfast. For Americans with hectic mornings that involve dropping kids off and rushing to work, go-to options for first and second breakfast include handheld microwavable foods such as burritos, sandwiches, and oatmeal, or snack bars, yogurt, and yogurt-based drinks, or cereal. While brunch is typically just a late breakfast and usually a leisurely sit-down affair, a second breakfast for most Americans is a chance to fuel up for the day ahead. A second breakfast isn't quite a snack either, or at least what was once thought of as a snack is now becoming more intentional. For athletes, a second breakfast can help power morning training, build muscle mass, or provide an opportunity to recover after a hard early workout. Even some athletes are consuming upwards of 4,500 to 6,000 calories in a day. Breaking up high-calorie meals is more comfortable on the digestive system and easier to consume than trying to eat a large number of calories in one sitting. According to Stephanie Horvath, the director of sports nutrition at the University of Tennessee Athletics Department, while most Americans aren't doing so much activity to justify eating 6,000 calories a day, a second breakfast can be helpful for people who love to exercise, if it's carefully planned. The government's recommendation for Americans is close to 2,000 calories a day. So, surprisingly, another crowd that might benefit from a second breakfast are people who want to lose weight. Where second breakfasts help athletes power through workouts and put on pounds of muscle, a second breakfast can help dieters manage hunger. This strategy is called front-loading calories, the concept of eating most of the day's calories by midday. A big breakfast and a smaller dinner can help people lose weight and manage hunger and blood sugar, according to a 2013 study published in the journal Obesity. Indeed, research shows people who eat more during the day lose weight better than those who save their calories for later. Today's episode was written by Sean Chavis, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.